أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad having our brothers Ma'asoom, Brother Hussein Ruhullah Hassan Nasrullah, and Brother Ali Nasir with me today as well in this session. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. How are you?
Alaikum assalam, sir.
Alhamdulillah, Hussein is good because he says salam. Ma'asoom?
Salam, sir. I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir?
Alaykum as-salam, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Great. And Hassan, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Everybody is good, great, energetic, and ready to get started. Brothers and sisters, hope you are doing well. Inshallah, today we will be practicing Ayah 29, Surah Hud, Prophet Hud alayhi salam. Hassan, tell us what page?
Page number 225.
220? Five. Top of the page, right?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, open the Quran, page 225, top of the page, Surah Hud, Ayah 29. Let's listen to a beautiful recitation from this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa ya qawmi la أسألكم عليه مالا إن أجري إلا على الله وما أنا بطارد الذين آمنوا إنهم ربهم ولكني أراكم قوما تجهلون.
Nice recitation, mashallah. So, guys, let's see what Allah Almighty says here. One of the very important reasons and proofs for the prophethood of a prophet is this, that they never ask for something.
Reward.
Okay?
Yes.
They come and they preach. They do their responsibility. They care about the people. Okay? They sacrifice even themselves for the people and they ask nothing from the people. You might have read the history about the history of Islam, about the other history of all the prophets, especially Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the pagans, when the elders of Quraysh, they came to the Prophet and they told him, they recommended the Prophet that you stop preaching and spreading the message of Islam, okay? You stop spreading the message of monotheism, worshipping Allah, we will give you whatever you want. We will give you whatever
you want.
And Prophet said, I don't want these things from you. I want you to be guided. I care about you. You know, I know what is going to happen to you. That's why I care about you. You gotta accept it. It's for you. It's not for me. Prophets have their place, yes? The beautiful place in heaven. Okay? They don't need us. All right? But they care about us. They are blessing. They are so merciful. Allah Almighty has given them a special mercy. They care about us, okay? Prophet didn't accept your offer. Prophet told them that even if I don't ask for anything, okay? But even if you give me the sun on my right hand and bring the moon down and give it on my left hand, I won't stop. Because this is the truth. Got it? Yes? So Prophet made all his efforts and he never asked for anything. The same as all the prophets. this tells us that they're right. They're right, yes? Beside this, of course, the main reasons, the miracles, yes? The news given by the previous prophet and many other proofs that we have. Okay? So they all prove what? The prophethood of a prophet.
Yes.
Got it?
Yeah. Yes.
Now here, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam also tells his people. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويا قومي O my people لا أسألكم عليه مالا I do not ask you any material reward for it. I don't ask you for anything. I don't need your money. I don't need your wealth. I don't need you to construct any buildings for me. I don't need any of this. Don't give me any gardens. I don't need them. I have the best ones in heaven for myself, okay? I don't need them. وَلَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مَالًا إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ This is important. My reward lies only with Allah. It means Allah Almighty is rewarding me. Let's move to the tajweed points. So I want Ali Nasir, please, recite once this ayah. Let's see what points we have to consider. Everybody, let's listen to Ali Nasir. You may start.
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويا قوم لا أسألكم عليه مالا
أحسنتم ويا قوم لا أسألكم لا Is the math wajib or jais?
It's jais.
Jais. You can ignore it. How do you ignore it if you read it without math? Ignore it?
ويا قوم لا أسألكم عليه مالا
You stretched it. ويا قوم لا أسألكم عليه مالا ويا قوم لا أسألكم You can stretch it or
Ignore it.
Jais, okay? عليه مالا Hussein, what did he say مالا
Because he paused. Dear.
He made a pause. Yes. Good job. Hassan, was he allowed to make a pause here?
Yes. Uh-huh. We have a sign here, Silla.
The Silla sign tells you?
Better to continue, but if you want, you can make a pause.
Ah, if you want, you can make a pause. Qur'ani fi qalbi dawman yaghmurni min faydi dhiya ayatul IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran. So, ma lan tanween fatha changes to?
Alif mad.
A fatha on the last letter plus an alif mad. Mala. Good job. Move on.
In ajriya illa ala Allah.
Ahsantum. Ala Allah. But when you say bismillah, the word Allah is pronounced this way. Why?
Because we have kasra before it.
Ah. So the rule says if the word Allah is preceded by
Kasra.
A kasra.
Yes.
It should be pronounced?
Lightly.
La. But if it is preceded by?
Fatha.
Or?
Dhamma.
These two vowel sounds. It should be pronounced?
Heavily.
Like what?
Ala Allah.
Lam in the word ala has a fatha. And that is the last vowel before the word Allah. So if that's a fatha or a dhamma, make an aw sound with the word Allah. Law. But if there is a kasra right before the word Allah, make an ah sound. MashaAllah. Ali Nasir. In ajriya illa ala Allah. Jim indicates?
Qala.
Jim indicates that Jim little sign.
Allows us to make a pause.
Oh, you mean ajriya. Yeah. MashaAllah. Yeah. Ajriya. Qalqala. Echo the sound, mashallah. Yes. But that little jim on the top, jim, what is that?
Allows us to make a pause.
Allows you to make a pause. Good job. Move on. Wa ma ana.
وما أنا بطارد الذين آمنوا.
Repeat it.
That.
No, repeat it. I want to tell you one point.
Okay.
وما أنا بطارد الذين آمنوا.
أحسنتم. Look at the word أنا. He said أنا. While it has an alif. وما أنا بطارد. Why he didn't read it that way?
Because there is a sign on Anna,
ah,
which when it this comes, we should connect the noon to next letter. So we should skip this
alif. Ah, you mean you basically skip this alif?
Yes.
Like when we want to continue.
When you want to continue reading.
If you stop, you join so we should pronounce this.
Ah, so it becomes this way. Wama Anna. If you stop, you pronounce that. But if you connect it to the next words, Wama Anna Binta, you don't read that alif. Good job, Ali Nasir. MashaAllah. So, move on. Innahum.
Yes.
Innahum mulaqu rabbihim walakinni araakum qawman tajhalun.
Ahsantum. In nun mushaddad. Hum mim mushaddad. Extend the sound plus.
Nasal sound.
Extend for two counts. رَبِّهِمْ وَلَكِنِّي. You can extend the mud or ignore it. The same as لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ.
Yeah.
أَرَاكُمْ قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ. قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ. إِخْفَى. I'll recite this ayah. Ready?
Yes.
Repeat.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, listen and practice. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ويا قوم لا أسألكم عليه مالا إن أجري إلا على الله.
ويا قوم لا أسألكم عليه مالا إن أجري إلا على الله.
وما أنا بطارد الذين آمنوا.
وما أنا بطارد الذين آمنوا.
إنهم ملاقو ربهم ولكني أراكم قوما تجهلون.
إنهم ملاقو ربهم ولكني أراكم قوما تجهلون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Thank you so much. Allah bless everybody. Thanks so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us till the end of this session. Allah bless you, inshallah. Stay with IRB English Radio. We will have you, inshallah, in our next session. Thank you, guys, for being with us today. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان